Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. We're back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. Steve Geller, Mike Dottiglia have been breaking down some Saints and Patriots action. And this hour, we're going to be talking all LSU, getting ready to take on South Carolina that Saturday night in the Tiger Stadium. Mikey D, you got pregame coverage coming at you. What time are you starting over at the good old Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, we start at 2 o'clock. Me and Herb Tyler will be there from 2 to 4:45. And then leading up to the LSU-South Carolina game. This ain't South Carolina of a year ago, that's all I can tell you. Man, me and Herb watched that game and said, how the hell LSU won this game? Because, man, they had them for a while. They had them, and then, boy, at the end, Nussmeier making a few plays. They missed a field goal. LSU come out with a big W against South Carolina. Also today, sort of partial confirmation of what Bobby and I had spoke about maybe 2 weeks ago. I'd kind of heard through the grapevine that LSU had an exclusive jersey patch deal sponsorship. Okay, and the patch sponsorship was with an all-fuel company. And I'm familiar with the company, but I didn't have confirmation on it, so yeah. I ain't going to say it. But it looks as though Woodside Energy, which is based in Perth, Australia. Maybe Tony brought some Pizza Hut pizzas over there during his time frame. But Woodside Energy looks to be, they are going to be the exclusive sponsor for the jersey patch for LSU. They have invested $17.5 billion, and that's with a B.
Yeah.
In Calcasieu Parish, they're heavy into the LNG, natural gas energy situation. So they have a big deal out in southwest Louisiana in Calcasieu Parish, which is, you know, it's going to be in and around the Lake Charles area where they're going to have this investment. They figured out real quick the love for LSU football, and it looks as though that they have all the T's kind of crossed and I's dotted and ready to make that announcement. But the exclusive jersey patch deal, it will be with Woodside Energy, and it's an Australian-based company. Again, their headquarters is in Perth. I had maybe a dealing or two or three, so I get it. But that's a big deal. I know all teams are looking for that jersey patch where they can make a few money, a few dollars off of things. So, Blake, we got you on the line.
Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of RU Serious Sports Network. Always appreciate the time. We're going to get into the game side of things now.
Yeah, unless you want to talk, you want some of that cut of that $17.5 billion? Maybe I can get you in on that, Blake.
Well, all I heard, for everybody that's listening, Mike and Meg O'Neill, who's the CEO of Woodside, said that they're going to give me 2 dozen oysters at Acme on Saturday. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's what I heard. But, Mike, big day.
I can take care of that. Don't worry.
All right, well, let's do it. I mean, it's a big day. I mean, look, you said billion with a B. You know, I mean, this ain't a joke. I mean, Mike, you're going to see more of this. I mean, with everything going on with the $20 million, And the team, well, and even I guess now that they said that the December, one thing that got missed in the portal thing that the D1 committee passed, Mike, is that the revenue share goes up to 22.5 on January the 1st. So now you're already starting to increase that TV revenue, but nobody wanted to talk about that part. So, I mean, look, you love it, hate it, you can do or say whatever, but, I mean, Mike, if they need it. So as long as they're playing football, I really don't care.
Ain't going back. You know, I got people, oh, man, I want to go back to my daddy's college football grandpa. Well, you can forget it. It ain't happening. You better adjust to the world because the world ain't going to adjust to you. And look at the ratings. If it's TV, radio, of what's happening in college football, it's went through the roof, Blake. Really has. So all this stuff about, oh, college football is going to die on the vine. Oh, woe is me. No, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not the case at all when you look at what the ratings they're getting for college football, radio, TV-wise, and the coverage of it is more extensive now than it's ever been.
Mike, Florida State and Virginia had more eyeballs on it than the New York Yankees, and I'm a massive Yankees fan. So just think about that for just a minute, right? Like, I mean, that's not a joke. Like, that's actually factual. Now, I understand, you know, Florida State got upset in that when everybody's watching it on a Friday, but, I mean, at the same time, I mean, college football, I mean, Mike, you and I make our living based off of it, right? I mean, sports just in general, and it's not gonna stop anytime soon, and who would want it to stop? But look, I mean, you got at some point, Mike, people got to get over the NIL and TV revenue because it's here.
Yeah, I mean, they got over the fact that a coach or an assistant can take off and get more money somewhere else. Okay, so you better get used to it. That's just the way the world is today. And but we get plenty of them, Blake. Oh, Lord, we get plenty of texts and callers about that. That's a hot subject with it. Looking at South Carolina this year and having broke down film of them for this week's game against LSU, man, defensively, they look a lot different than they did a year ago. The one stay the same as Dylan Stewart. Ooh-wee. You better put a hat and a hat on that dude because, man, he can just fly off the edge and become very disruptive. But they're not as good in the back seven or even in the front seven as they were a year ago. They don't run the football at all. You think LSU doesn't run the football well. South Carolina runs it even worse. They really miss Rocket Sanders. Their offensive line's always been kind of middle of the road to maybe a little bit lower. Their receiving corps filled with a bunch of young kids. But you do got the one dude that, man, when he's good, he's really good. Now, you got a lot of erratic moments, but your thoughts on Lenoris Sellers, because he's the one guy that can keep South Carolina close in this game.
No doubt, Mike. And you know what worries me about this one? Do I think at every level besides quarterback, LSU has more talent than them? Yes. The problem is like what you said. I mean, Mike, I thought the biggest thing that Lenoris Sellers, even from last year, did to, I'd say it, bump his stock, at least in my opinion, that doesn't, I guess, really matter. Mike, he didn't run the football in a zone read, QB zone, QB power, none of it, against Missouri until the third quarter. He sat in the pocket and dotted them up. And I think that that's the part of his game that he's definitely taken hold of. And offensively, Mike, they haven't had to do a whole lot. The only game that they really had to really push it outside of Vandy taking Sellers out of that was really against Missouri, and they couldn't score enough. And you talked about that run game not being there. But they've been able to generate points defensively. They got multiple touchdowns there and special teams, obviously, with Beamer ball. But Mike, Lenoris Sellers scares me because they're coming off a bye week, too. And everybody over the last 2 weeks has been focused on one quarterback self, and that's Garrett Nussmeier. Well, the problem is that Lenoris Sellers is coming off a concussion, coming off of a bye week. And my question is, Mike, are they going to finally let him loose? Because they haven't. I don't feel like that they've completely let him loose yet in the things that they're doing. Look, here's just the truth. He terrifies me. I think he should terrify everybody because this dude's special. And what you saw against Missouri, him lighting up, which, look, I get it. Missouri's secondary is horrible, and I understand that. Yours isn't. But at the same time, like, this dude's gaining confidence in making NFL throws. And listen, Nick Harbor's Nick Harbor. He can't run a slant, but he can run a go. And big plays are big plays. So, Mike, he just scares me in so many facets of the game. And And look, you haven't really been tested other than Ole Miss from a quarterback that can run, but he does it a lot differently. How do you change things? Do you change things? And can Harold Perkins be the X factor yet again?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Nick Harbor, I got a laugh. He came to a camp that I was at, and I told him, "Say, come on, Nick, you got to learn how to run more than three patterns in your life." And he looked at me. He's like, "Coach, let me just tell you, the three I run them real good." he didn't even work around. Hey, I'm working on the other stuff. He was, "Hey, Coach, what I do? I run the three really, really well." Can LSU run the football on this team? I think that's what everybody wants to see here. Now there's going to be a new piece along the offensive line. It looks as though most likely Carius Kearns may get that starting assignment with Mabinga out. Blake, listen, you might have more confidence in it than me. I think if you haven't done it now, it might get a little better, but I don't see this team all of a sudden being a power-running team this year. They might hit a big play with the speed element with a Harlan Berry or Caden Durham, but this team is not going to be a grinded-out power team. I don't care if you get a week off or not.
Yeah, Mike, for me personally, and look, I know I've taken criticism over this, but so be it. I completely abandoned them running the football. Because, look, I'm not saying abandon it, like meaning they need to stop. That's not what I'm saying. But, Mike, I'm not going into any game right now with your staff or this team after what will now be 19 games. And even if, Mike, by the grace of God and Jesus Almighty comes down and you run for the football for 200 yards, maybe. But other than that, I just can't gain confidence. Mike, your longest rushing on the season is Southeastern for 135 yards. Think about this. You're going to have to average to just get to a modest 50% or in the middle of the NCAA of rushing in the mid-50s. Mike, they would have to gain an extra 100 yards a game just to hit average from here on out. No, I don't think it's going to be there. But, Mike, they're going to – I mean, I'm at the place right now for myself. At what point had you gotten through 19 games and knew it wasn't going to be there? Because you knew it wasn't. Now, Caden Durham gave you some life in South Carolina last year. But, Mike, I think when you go back and watch that and you have two interior defensive tackles just hitting the A-gap every play and he catches a couple of lightnings in a bottle, it didn't happen for you like that. So I don't really have faith that they can do it. And Mike, I'm with you. I think they got to put Carius Kearns at left guard. I don't think it makes a massive difference. But it just gets to a point in time where what else are you doing? And lastly, Mike, on the run game, I would just say this. You haven't pulled anybody. You've ran two draws per PFF on the entire season, okay? Both of them came by Garrett that weren't actually that, okay? You haven't run power. You've only run inside and outside zone. And, Mike, I got to tell you something else. It's why I asked Brian Kelly this on Monday. I think Pete Golding kind of tipped off the staff about when they're running the football, too, based off of personnel. When Nick Anderson's in the game, Mike, they're running the ball around 85-90%. So you're going to have to be a little bit more disciplined on your personnel changes. So I don't think it's all just everything. I think they tipped their hand. I think they're a little chaotic. But, Mike, you physically, personnel-wise up front, aren't getting any movement. And until that changes, I don't know what else you can do.
One of the things, Blake, you got to get it more involved in. I'm not talking about going with a deep pass all the time, but you got to get Chris Hilton cranked up. With his speed, his run-after-catch ability, I don't care if it's a 3-yard pass downfield and tell him to haul tail. You got to get Hilton much more involved in this offense. And he's been like in the witness protection agency since the start of the year.
No doubt. And Mike, I mean, like, you can't really, and then you can't get it to him. And then the two times that you throw him something underneath outside of the screen against Clemson, Mikey's got an 11-yard reception on an out route, and he's got a 15-yard reception on a slant. Everybody knows what he's doing. Why don't you trick somebody? I mean, he does have to get going. Even if you're not just throwing the three at him, as long as you're trying to get him involved in the game, and, like, what other options do you have? I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the guys that are out there, but, I mean, Mike, it's not benefiting. So then you just keep running your head up against the wall. I do think they got to get him involved here. You can't just put him in on one play and say run a go route when everybody knows what he's doing. It's not beneficial to you and it's not beneficial to him. But then when he does run other stuff, Mike, he's even hitting that. So I think you've got to get, Mike, two times that we have calculated, and I know PFF puts this out there too, there's only been two times all season that there's been a formation with Berrion Brown, Chris Hilton, and Aaron Anderson on the field. We came into this entire season believing, well, hey, man, you got a quarterback that wants to throw the football down the field, and I understand his injury might have an impact in that, but, Mike, why aren't you putting those three dudes on the field is a question. Now, I don't know the status of Aaron. It seems like he's day-to-day per Brian Kelly now. I don't know if he even goes. But, Mike, you have elite speed. I don't understand why you're not utilizing the way you need to.
To block Dylan Stewart, to watch him, I told this to Charlie that he reminds me a lot of Javon Kearse when he was at Florida. And you think about it, he's played 18 games. He's had 17 and a half tackles for losses, and he's had 10 quarterback sacks. And he's basically chipped on almost every play. LSU better not put a tackle out on him one-on-one every play because he's going to beat that guy. He's just a special talent. And he doesn't have the other bookend like he had a year ago. But still, man, his ability to get low and his closing speed is unreal. They better have a game plan for Dylan Stewart because he's one of those guys that could wreck your offense real quick.
Yeah, Mike, those two guys that came back over, and I know you talked about it in the open here, but him and Kilgore, right? And they put Kilgore in the box, and they sent him to try to generate and help Dylan Stewart when they send the safety on the other side, sometimes kind of like utilizing it like Perkins in some ways. But he's going against Weston Davis this week, at least what we anticipate, right? Whew, that's going to be a tough one. And they're going to have to chip. They're going to have to double. They're going to have to do everything humanly possible, slide to him. I mean, Mike, you're going to have to just game plan around him. And I don't know what else you do other than making him the key feature of what you do in many regards here. I agree with you. He is arguably, if not the best, edge rusher in the game, and he is dynamic. And, Mike, I'll just tell you this. That South Carolina defense had five turnovers against Kentucky, a turnover on downs and two fumbles and two interceptions. You turn around against Missouri, got the turnover on downs and the interception. Every single one of them, number six, is involved in some form or facet. He is a wrecking ball. He creates so much havoc for teams that he's helped. Even when he's not making the play, he's a massive part of it. And being a massive part of, Mike, all three of their defensive touchdowns that they had in the last couple of weeks. By the way, he was on punt return, okay, making a critical block in week one. He does everything so well, and you got to have a game plan because he creates so much havoc. And, Mike, I got to be real with you. With a quarterback that doesn't really want to run and that's not a little banged up, I mean, we can pretty much all see it, or maybe he's not. Who knows? But a guy that definitely doesn't want to run. So Garrett better be getting them wheels running. Better put a rosary back there.
Blake, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much, and let's get that W on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Mike.
Thank you, Blake. Hey, I'm ready for you. You just come over. I can take care of it. I'm going to get Woodside to take care of me on that particular part. There you go.
That was Blake Ruffino, founder and CEO of the RU Sirius Sports Network and the LSU side of things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.